Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
But I haven't been able to upload files.
I have to say, I haven't tried to upload files.
Yeah.
Peter Yim just calls in.
Hi.
Hey, Peter.
Hi, good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Morning.
Matthew.
So what we ought to try and do is get the, oh, hang on, it's the wrong place. Get the agenda in.
Yeah, I'll get it. I got it.
Well, one of the challenges is that you do this sort of once a year, maybe.
Well, in my case, three times, but okay.
You do it, yeah, you
no,
do it
who's
more
counting?
These things. Well, you do these things more often anyway because you do the ontology summit stuff as well.
No, I've been doing the scribes things three times,
oh,
too.
Oh, really? Oh, dear. Well, you well that means you that means you should have chaired it three times as well afterwards.
Yep, but, that's right.
Oh, you have. Oh, well, then you should have ducked when I said you're next on the list.
Good for 3 years now.
Yeah, can't argue with lexicographic ordering though.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Yeah. Matthew, you just pasted the link, but if
yes.
I may make a suggestion, I'll make it again when everybody is.
No,
here.
That was just for my benefit. He probably should have sent it directly to me personally.
Well,
so.
No, this is fine, but. But with the new wiki, there are two types of purple numbers or purple links, as they may be. One is the one that you pasted where it's...
Oh, of course, this is the particular version, isn't it?
Yes, it's versioned. So if people click on that, they'll always go back to that place. If you don't want that, you want the latest version, then you should capture, let's say, the page title or anything on the table of content. Use the table of content link as your sort of latest version link, which
and
leads
I knew,
you to
and
the
I
right
knew that paragraph. And I knew that might have gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I may not have repeated it enough.
Well, you know it takes 26 repetitions, don't you, Peter? apparently, it takes 26 repetitions, so that's two for me. So 24 to go. yeah.
Well,
okay, we'll get there.
With more features, more trouble.
Yeah, there's more to coil up. And there are a few issues with bullets and numbering, I noticed. It's actually quite hard to get it to work the way you would really want it to.
Without enough practice.
Numbering items, numbering the agenda, I actually just had to put the number in. I couldn't use the numbering feature, the hash feature, because I've got bits of text in between.
Right. I mean, putting numbers in yourself actually would work better, usually.
Yeah, probably. Well, but, you know, you can do it in Word and other word processing environment. So it's not... But it's a different kind of thing. It's a level thing rather. But the levels always give you underlines if you use the level in the wiki format. But it's getting used to that. I'm getting a bit more used to it. So how many we've got? Two. That's five we've got at the moment. I'm just wondering what we think is enough to start.
Your call.
Oh, I'll give. Like I said, two more minutes, and then we'll go.
I have a pretty hard stop at 90 minutes. So.
Okay. Oh, here's Leo. Actually, that's more or less the telltale I was waiting for. So we will start once we hear Leo saying whatever he's going to say. Okay, that's fine. Okay. I think it's just really a matter of starting then. So, minutes of the previous meeting. I guess I should paste a link to that so that you can see it.
Leo joining.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Matthew. I sent you the code, yeah. But maybe someone else did too.
No. Well, actually, I found an old email from you some time ago, but I just put the right search in, and it actually fished out the email from about November.
That happened to me every time, so.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Well, we're just about to start, so we're just trying to find the minutes of the previous meeting, which I think I have, and I'll just put that. I'll just paste the link to that for the rest of you into the chat. There's the link. So if there are any, I'm sure you've all read it avidly.
Looks good. I move we adopt the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Let me see.
Any objections?
Just real quickly reviewing it. I think it was fine the last time I looked.
It hasn't changed since I think before Christmas.
I guess so.
Okay, right. Let's pick the next item, which is matter arising not dealt with elsewhere. Well, there aren't any. Because I made a point of making items in the agenda for anything that wasn't in the previous agenda. So that takes us to infrastructure status report. And there were a couple of actions that it wasn't clear to me were tidied up. The first one of those was, and I think this is from a couple of meetings ago, an Ontolog IAOI event calendar. Michael was going to establish that, and I haven't been able to see anywhere anything that says that it has been established.
That is correct. Because I'm trying to figure out, before, I'm still having a little bit of confusion between myself and Oliver Kutz, about say where to host something like this, whether it should be with IAOA, and there were still the earlier points that people had about whether this should even be something that's public, that, you know, having the calendar being public, when somebody knows what the password is, then, you know, people can kind of get out of that. So, Peter, what did you do before? Did you simply have your own calendar?
We had a one wiki page that is sort of like the master calendar, and then on the home page of the wiki, we always post the sort of upcoming or latest events at the front page. That is good, but it's quite a lot of work. We've tried several things, particularly with Google Calendar, which works very well, but we never managed to sort of corner one person to keep maintaining it year after year. I mean, we've had like Jie Bao, we've had Steve Ray, and we had one of Ken Poklowski's students on and off, I mean, maintaining it, but nobody sort of was persistent enough to run it. I think technology-wise, your best bet actually is still to run a Google Calendar. With that, you could do it public or private, or give a group of people the password and so on. And with the new wiki, with we could even sort of frame that calendar presentation onto the wiki and all sorts of that, and Oliver Kutz doing the IAOA website could probably do that. You can do that on Blogspot, Drupal, WordPress, and so on. So Google Calendar probably would be the least technology savvy requirement that would be needed to get a calendar up and going. So
who has access to the calendar? Or who should have access to the calendar?
In principle, you would want anyone who wants it. If it's a Google Calendar, I mean, I've actually got the Google Calendar, the Ontolog Google Calendar that Peter used to maintain. I think he was doing it as a trial, as a page in my calendar. It's one of the calendars I import. I don't, as far as I know, I that doesn't mean I can make changes to it, but I can import it so that I can see what the events are.
Yeah, with the right password, you can. I did make that one. I think Steve Ray at one of the early Ontology summits created that.
Wait a second, so you're saying there is a calendar?
There is an Ontolog Forum calendar.
Well, then why are we talking about creating a calendar? Well, there is a calendar.
Because it hasn't been used.
Presented.
It hasn't been used for a long time.
It hasn't been used, and there's no presentation. I mean, if you look at that as the back end, you have the back end that is not maintained, and you don't have a presentation layer.
I'm not going to have time to do a presentation layer for the calendar. Sorry. I am so maxed out right now. I'm barely able to make this meeting, so I don't have the time to set up a presentation layer on a calendar that already seems to exist.
I mean, all the technology is there.
time is not there. The problem.
No. I mean, even the presentation layer technology has been developed. Amanda would probably know. The wiki has a test case of presenting the Ontolog calendar.
I know. I don't have to write new software here, but I don't even have the time to learn how to put this together. I'm sorry.
Right. Then you probably want to delegate.
He's a delegator, sir.
I don't expect you probably to be doing it, but someone needs to be.
Is the proposed course? But we can do this at two levels. So the first thing we can do is decide to reactivate the Ontolog Forum calendar.
It was never deactivated, so.
Well, yes, but I mean, by activate, I mean actually put events in it.
Or make a decision that it is going to be our calendar and we're going to use it.
It is the calendar.
The next bit
is actually getting some procedures that mean that as part of our procedures, when we create events, we put them on the Ontolog calendar. Because at the moment.
If someone properly trained.
And then at another task is to then create a presentation layer somewhere that makes that available, makes that visible.
What does that involve, creating a presentation layer?
Peter is the person that knows the answer to that question.
I mean, it depends. I mean, if you want it to show up on the IAOA website, then someone has to write a little bit of software to present the Google Calendar. If you want it on the wiki, someone will have to write maybe a couple of lines on the wiki page to present that, and so on and so forth.
Right, thanks.
The technology is there. It's all been tested before, even.
Is there someone
on the wiki?
Is there someone here that knows how to do that?
Ken Buklowski would know. He's not here.
Not here.
Amanda would probably know too, I would suggest.
I do not know how to do it, but I could probably figure it out reasonably easily.
Yeah, I saw that you
on the belief that especially our PSMW has a calendar plugin, so figuring out how to get it to show there.
Are you prepared to accept the challenge?
Yeah, make one statement. Then, if I make this one statement, you accept it. If you remember, the calendar plug-in and the discuss plug-in actually was requested by, what's his name? Simon Sparrow.
Yeah, they were
put onto the sandbox page by Ken's student or previous student. By Tejas Parikh, for Simon's review, and it works. It just works. And they are side by side on the sandbox. So if you go back there, that one line of code is there. Essentially, what you really need is the calendar ID that is associated with the Ontolog forum calendar. Once you have that, I mean, you've got everything.
Okay.
I'll do it.
And Michael, could you know since? Okay, so can we log that?
But that's just for Ontolog. But if you want to do that on IAOA on the website,
then
that's a different question.
It's in principle the same calendar.
It's the same calendar, but different presentation.
Yeah, different location that it's published. Okay. So now we just need to update the procedures. I'll volunteer to update the procedures that says that we will populate. I'm not quite sure which procedures I'm updating yet, but I'll try and find out what procedures need to be updated for running meetings that say that we populate the calendar. I do at least have access to the calendar, so...
So procedures regarding updating the calendar, or
there are two problems at the moment. It's not visible, and it's not being populated.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda's going to handle the visibility. I can't. I'm not volunteering to do all the putting the events on. But what I am offering to do is update our procedures for creating events that says that you do populate the calendar. And then then at least people know that they ought to be doing it if they read the procedures.
Oh, okay. So this is Board of Trustees procedures. Okay.
Yeah. Well, whoever's doing running meetings procedures. But it'll be mostly, I guess, Board of Trustees procedures.
But by Ontolog calendar, we mean more than just the Board of Trustee calendar. We mean all Ontolog events.
Yeah,
so it's the Ontology Summit as well, for instance, and that's not really... part of our procedures?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's more than Board of Trustees. So we need to find a way to do that. I'm not quite sure how we do that.
Matthew, will you post a link or send a link to the calendar, because I had taken it off of my view.
I will try to do that. I'm not sure whether... I have been able to find it in the past, so I'll try and do that as well. Okay, can you give me that action, please?
Sorry, what's the action again?
Send the link to the Google Calendar to Amanda.
Okay.
And the access. You don't have the access.
I probably don't have it.
Maybe, I mean, if you task me, I'll send the access as well. Passwords or whatever.
So Peter Yimra, okay, that's fine. Worst thing that happens is it happens twice. Okay.
Okay, I'm just pasting a link, the sandbox page link onto the chat. If you guys look at that link. Long time to load. Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, that's the test case. And the code behind that line sort of is what Amanda would need to present the calendar wherever she wants. And below that is the Google document inclusion. Again, we could include any Google Doc onto the wiki, and below that even is the discuss inclusion, which is what Amanda has already taken advantage of in her future infrastructure project.
And if you go to your Google, your own Google Calendar, and you happen to have already added the Ontolog calendar to it, there's a page you can navigate to that gives you a piece of code that you would paste into a website to crawl it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually not that familiar with the calendar. Maybe Matthew or Mike, should.
I know enough about Google Calendar that I can.
I'll just advise the access, the passwords, yeah, or whatever. I'll have to look it up. I mean, it's been so long.
Yeah, but it's not. They try to make it easy, so it's not. Look, there are a couple of things you can get wrong, and it's long enough ago that I can't remember what they are. I trip over myself each time. Good. But yeah, it's fine. Okay. The next thing is about loading up stuff, and it wasn't. Ken needs to report on whether it's happened or not, so we just have to defer that.
I can sort of chime in on this. Essentially, what Ken and Tejas Parikh and I are still working on is the Ontolog Wiki, the Purple Wiki content migration. It's been somewhat delayed because of everybody being busy in the holiday season, but we are still working at it. So,
okay. So we should keep that as an item on the agenda.
Yes,
to
content
on
migration. And it's coming close to getting done. Again,
okay.
Two things are being done. One is to migrate the latest page to the wiki. And number two is to, after that, I will take the latest page and make a static website out of it and then host that as the past archives statically while the latest information gets onto the new wiki and that gets sort of continued to be developed. One thing I want to mention is that on the new wiki, there's a thing called skin. We could actually change the look and feel of each page according to its category. And we are categorizing the Ontolog Wiki with, let's say, OOR, Ontolog, Ontology Summit, IAOA, and so on. And each category can actually have their own look and feel. In particular, I mean, if we just sort of simplify this, each different category can actually have its own banner. So if IAOA wants to create a banner, if someone wants to come up with a new banner for this year's Ontology Summit, and if OOR, I mean, we've already got a banner for OOR, then please route that to Ken Buklowski, because we are categorizing it without sort of a new look and feel, then you go back to the default Ontolog banner. But if you have one like the previous year Ontology Summits, then when you come to an Ontology Summit page, let's say when you come to an Ontology Summit 2014 page, you see last year's banner. If you go to Ontology Summit 2013 events, you'll see a different banner. I mean, the Argentina Mountain Pass banner. So,
right. Okay. That sounds good.
So request specific tasks. At least two requests, maybe an IAOA banner and an Ontology Summit 2015 banner image.
I don't think there's any need to change the Ontology Summit banner.
We just use the one from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Can we mark that as a decision?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in that case. Well, that's not really our decision, by the way. But.
Right. I was about to say that. Isn't that for the summit committee to?
Yeah, I think that's which Michael is indicating. What his position is, at least, which is fine.
So we could just officially switch hats periodically in this telecon and make decisions.
Actually, we pretty much can, can't we? Yes. Okay. I think that's, as far as we're concerned, that's fine. And if they're accepting that as an ontology summit decision, then that's also fine.
So what's the procedure for putting a new banner? Is it a library of existing pictures and you change the link to it, or do you upload a new picture or what?
Neither. It's a cascading style sheet that is pegged to a category. Now each page can be categorized. You can categorize the page as OOR, as IAOA, as Ontology Summit, as Ontology Summit 2015, and so on. And these categories are they're quite a bit more semantics behind each page now than ever before.
Got it. Thanks. Yeah, I saw the categories. I didn't realize the link. I'm asking with my SWAO SIG hat on. Thanks.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Now, the thing that I have felt, this is progress on establishing infrastructure, 3.3, purple number 4K. I may have this completely wrong, but the way that it feels to me is that we're muddling through a bit with this establishing the infrastructure. There may be, in some people's minds at least, a clear idea of where we're going, where we are, and what the plan is for getting there. But I'm not aware of anything documented that says that. Against which there might be change management, for instance. I'm sounding like a manager, aren't I?
But until yesterday.
That's good in this context.
Amanda has posted tremendous amount of material to answer your question, actually.
Okay, but it hasn't been... it may have been posted, but it hasn't been communicated. I've not seen anything on the Board of Trustees list, for instance, that says, here's a whole load of stuff. If you wanted to know about the plan, this is where it is. And this is where we're trying to go.
It's on the Ontolog Forum mailing list from Amanda yesterday, right?
Oh, was it?
Or this morning, yeah.
This morning. In which case,
that's different. I was going to say, Matthew, that I think part of what's confusing is that we actually sort of have two establishing infrastructure projects that are the extent of the overlap of which is not yet determined, right? There's the stuff where we're just trying to get everything in place as good as, everything supported that was supported before,
yes,
and running smoothly. And then there's the, what do we want this to look like in the future? How should we change it? How should we evolve it? And that second piece is the one that I'm kind of trying to champion. But the first piece is more what Ken and Peter are regularly reporting on. And
yes, I appreciate that, and I agree that there are those two things, and I'd like to know about both of them. It's just that when we're doing these things, I think we should use sort of ordinary disciplines. I know that there are differences because, we're using volunteers, so it's not worth having timelines necessarily, but it is still worth having milestones and what things are going to look like when you reach those milestones. And be able to say hurrah when you got there, or recognize that you've got there or that you haven't.
So you're saying that there's no overall plan?
This is as much about visibility as it is about anything else.
Yeah.
I think
you can't just go to one place and see what are all the things in progress and where are they.
Each person probably knows what they think they're doing, and it may or may not fit into some overall plan. And you only find out that it does or doesn't when something surfaces that you can either use or not. And things are going to go wrong, and that's going to be a huge waste of volunteer time, which is an enormous waste, because in practice, volunteer time is really expensive, because when someone puts volunteer effort in and it turns out to be worthless, that's a real turn-off. So making sure that we don't waste volunteer time by having people go down you know, down wrong directions because we've not applied what I would hope would be a relatively light layer of management that said, yes, we all recognise that that was the thing that ought to be being done, and it had, you know, an appropriate level of critical examination before work really started. I think it's just something that one owes to the people that are doing the work. So I guess my question is, who are the people that know the most about what is going on? And I agree that there's both this transfer essentially of what Peter was doing and to some extent still is doing into a new infrastructure. And for instance, you know, the kinds of things that come under do we know where we are going? What's the level of redundancy that we've landed on? Is that documented even? Or is it just happening? How far have we got with getting that set up? And for what hasn't been done, who said they're going to do what in order to get it done? And will that actually get us there?
Yeah, I think it's all pretty much implicit in our meeting notes and action items, but in our discussions, but I don't think it's stated anywhere.
It would. One of the things that it's really useful to do to manage things like this is actually to have what I would call a standing document. So, well, it's like the procedures document, really. You know, instead of having to go through all the minutes of what's happening, you have a standing document that you update. So we do actually have a plan. If we change the plan, then that, you know, it gets changed on the plan page. If we have agreed what it is we're doing, you have that written down, and so that people can refer to it. You don't have to just go back through endless minutes, and actually all the minutes, in order to be able to piece it all together.
If back in August, the last time Michael was chairing, he asked me to put together a summary, and I did. And I just pasted the link.
Excellent.
So it's all in one place, at least the portion that I know of.
Okay, so that's good. And is that still current? Are there any decisions that have been made since that would change that?
I don't think the decisions have changed. I mean, some work has progressed, obviously.
Do we have a log of the work that has been done somewhere? Because that's the where are we bit.
I mean, if there's anything that's done, it's documented. I don't think we've put out anything that is not documented so far. So,
but who knows where the documentation is?
I think we all do. If we read
I'm
the
fairly certain minutes. I'm fairly certain I don't, which I guess is why I'm asking the questions here.
Yeah, I think between August and now, not a lot has happened. I mean, a lot of work is still going in, but a lot of these things, I mean, on this report, are still sort of at the status of on the same status as it was in August.
Okay, then. You come to the last question, which is, what is the plan for getting there?
The only piece I know, I mean, there are two pieces, as Amanda mentioned. One is to get the current thing going. The only missing piece that I know of is the migration, the wiki content migration that I was talking about.
Okay.
But then the other piece is to get it running smoothly, and that's sort of a different issue altogether. assuming that requires, let's say, appointment of, or delegation of people, finding the right volunteer and so on, that's beyond me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So what I think I would like to see is a wiki page that I don't see any reason particularly why it wouldn't be public, rather than emails, that has essentially what's in the email and what it is that needs to be done, and what it is that has been volunteered for, and if there are things that these are the things that haven't been, you know, we haven't got yet, and that there seem to be some of each of those, and that when things are done, we actually tick them off. I don't think it needs to be an awful lot more than a few bullet lists with some ticks or crosses or well, you know, sort of completed, or I would hope. But I think it would be useful to have that as a wiki page rather than an email, which I'm unlikely to be able to find now.
So what Amanda suggested here, that's what you're looking for, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's currently known to be current rather than an email just tells you it was current on a given date. So it doesn't tell you what happened since.
That's right. And you don't know how many emails there have been since that might be about that, or before, that might be about overlap with it. But would that be possible? Could you put that? I'm reluctant to ask Peter to do something.
Getting it started is easy.
Do we have a volunteer to do that?
Well, if I can help look after it once it's up there, then yeah, sure.
Right, okay.
That's quite good.
That would be good. And so create the page, send a link to the Board of Trustees, at least. Oh, I think it's really us that are really interested. And then we can start, then we can monitor it. And if anyone makes a change to it that updates the status, or if there is a change to the status, you should update it, and then tell us that, you know, here's the latest. It's the latest status. It's been updated, and it's useful for us to remember that. And I think it's useful in these meetings to review where we are on whatever projects we have that are, you know, infrastructure transfer or otherwise. You know, the things that Amanda's doing. So Amanda, you're going to do a page for the stuff that you're doing, then, are you?
Yeah, there's a page started, and then I'll build it as we get more input.
Yeah. If we're going to manage, we ought to manage minimally, but we should actually do it. Okay, thank you. Future sessions planning, cognitive computing. Amanda, have you got anywhere with that?
No, actually, I think I may have misunderstood something from the last meeting. I know the minutes say that I will continue to work on that. When we actually discussed it last time, there was a general comment that with the summit about to start,
this was going to be difficult.
We really wouldn't have time for it in the next few months anyway. So
drop this at this point. Okay. So can we just note that then, please? Does that mean then that we're not really at the moment actively seeking ideas for future sessions with the Ontology Summit coming up?
I haven't reconnected with Benjamin Grosshoff and the other folks, so
I suggest leaving that as an open topic, because if something comes up, we can.
Yeah.
Ideas for future sessions should be here.
Well, the other thing, too, is that
we should be opportunistic about identifying them, even if we're not going to plan to execute them in the short term.
Well, see, the summit will be, you know, finished in April, and so
another month,
I guess,
to plan them anyway.
No, I'm saying in principle, I guess, if people want to start right away in May, then the planning should be starting in March. And with the manufacturing, there was the manufacturing standards, just kind of the clock ran out. To get all the different speakers at the same place at the same time, just ran out of weeks in 2014. So that's still planned. It's just a kind of a question of finding a new schedule for them.
Okay. So Ontology Summit, I put this in before the last Ontology Summit meeting. When I looked at the minutes for the conference call on the 11th of December, I couldn't find much in the way of minutes, and I was a bit alarmed. So hence I put, you know, my sort of standard project management questions in here. But to be honest, from the last meeting, that all seemed to have picked up and be going. So I'm not sure, unless you want to say anything, Michael.
I think. Sorry, clarify. What were you concerned about?
Oh well, if you look at the minutes of the 11th of the 12th meeting,
mm-hmm.
there was fairly minimal report of that meeting. Which I hadn't been able to attend, so I didn't know what had happened either. But by having been there, I was just getting a bit concerned how we were fixed with the Ontology Summit. But we had the meeting just the other day, which was after I'd written this agenda, and so it seemed to me that most of the issues are in hand with that.
It looks like there was. Something with between me and Ken, it looks like. I thought he was going to be uploading the stuff. Okay, so I guess for posterity's sake, I will put up the chat transcript from there.
Yeah.
It had been distributed by email, and I think, let's say, the ball just dropped between me and Ken. So I'll make sure, let's say, for posterity, that those get put up there.
Okay. And is there anything you want to say about where we are? What the plan is?
Right. So the kickoff, the launch session is tomorrow at this time. Things are falling into place. We're still looking for a second symposium co-chair. We're looking for a couple of track co-champions. So there's two tracks that only have one champion right now. And in fact, Mark Underwood and I are kind of doing double duty for that. So we're the two co-chairs of the summit, and we're each also track co-champions.
So,
because people who had previously had said they would be able to do the track champion pulled out. So we're filling in the gap there, but we're both of us are looking for co-champions for that. There has been a very disappointing silence from I guess what we were calling the co-organizers. So NCOR, NCBO. So I guess that's Mark, Musin, and Barry. no contact whatsoever from them. With NCO NITRD, we have got them. So that will be the location for the symposium. So that's April 13th and 14th. And so that will be at the same location we had last year. Although Rom hasn't told me who the contact person is at NCO NITRD now that George Strawn is not there anymore.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah.
I did volunteer to help Andrea co-chair that one track, and then she dropped out, and I couldn't make the meeting last week, and I've now been bounced off the mail list, so I've no idea whether you've been able to find a suitable co-chair or not.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
Sure, yeah. No, I think I fell off the list because my tentative offer to Andrea had got lost somewhere in the crossfire, I think. So if I could help. I don't know that much about the Internet of Things, but I do have quite a lot of contacts who do, so that's why I could see myself supporting another track co-champion in helping them hopefully get speakers in at least.
Okay, I will send you an email this afternoon with what's the current status.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thank you. but I say, I'm not sure. So Peter, sorry, this is tomorrow's going to kind of not follow the traditional presentations because we don't have because we didn't have presentations from these other summit co-organizers. I say NCOR, NCBO, NCO, NITERD. We're not going to be having that part of the presentations. We'll just kind of jump right into the Ontology Summit proper.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So, is there any? I think the key thing is there anything that we as the Board of Trustees need to do to support you in the Ontology Summit, Michael?
I think if, so. Ken's kind of volunteered to help out with the some of the program issues. So I guess I mean the same issues that we're kind of dealing with here now that you know Peter's kind of is retired. That aspect. I mean, we're still looking for someone to do the website. We're still looking. So Ken's volunteered to help upload audio and things like that. But I think that's kind of where there's a bit of a weak spot. So if people have ideas of other people who would be able to help out with things like the website in particular, that would be helpful.
The thing that I'll volunteer for, I'm not sure whether I can, I'm up to websites, but if there are admin-y sorts of things that can be done offline, because as you know, the Thursdays are often quite difficult for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to have odd tasks thrown my way. I don't know what they might be, but you know, feel free to ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
You'll get to know fast enough if the answer's no.
I thought I saw on your organizing committee meeting transcript, the chat transcript that Mark Underwood volunteer to do the website or something.
No, he's going to be doing the public relations issue, but not the website. I was contacting. Her name just went out of my head. Who did the website last year? Maria Vigetti.
Marcella
Vigetti. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard back from her yet.
Yeah, some of the folks that helped in the past we're trying to reconnect with. So Christy Kapp, for example, for Program M or Team M, whatever it was called, support some of the administrative logistics stuff and so forth. PR, I think it was to some extent, yeah.
Well, no. So Mark Underwood is picking up the ball on that one.
Yeah. And then let's see who else. Well, possibly, yeah. So we mentioned, editorial support, which was, Francesca and Todd before. So, but it's unclear, if they're going to participate.
Yeah, no, it's primarily, like I said, the website and the production. I mean, that's kind of where. We're missing people this year, so if we, again, we're following up, and so if we don't get that, then get people to help out. Then I say if people here can suggest somebody, other people who would be helpful, that'd be good.
Okay. So the next item then is change in the Ontolog procedures. If you'd like, I've just put the link to where this is in the agenda. I've just put the link on the chat. So if you could go and have a look at that. I put everything that we need just in one place. So please just take a minute to read through it. So basically, I've sent out an email to the forum asking if there were any comments on us adding Robert's Rules of Order. There was a deafening silence. it's now just for us to make a decision to include it.
There was a deafening silence because we didn't have the procedures to make a comment.
Quite.
Good old catch 22.
So is it okay if we add that? Or is that the appropriate text? I mean, that the text is entirely my invention. Is that the text you would wish to have added?
It's probably good to add the link to Robert's Rules itself somewhere in that text.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, I'll put that as a link at the end. Question is which the link to which version, which copy, but I'll find one.
Well, there's a website that's just robertsrules.com, and that's
okay.
The little rubber stamp saying the official Robert's Rules, and that has a list of all the hundreds of versions, so it doesn't necessarily answer the question, but it's obviously where to start.
We just need one. And the reality of this is it's usually enough to threaten the use of Robert's Rules support to bring people to heel. So it does do the business, but it's quite onerous. Okay, so can we adopt that, please?
Oops, I preemptively adopted that.
Oh, right. Okay, no objections. Thank you. Useful to have gone through that bit of how the Board of Trustees works as well. It isn't difficult to change things if we need to. Next item is Board of Trustees membership. And we were going to follow up with inactive members. And Leo was going to report on Barry Smith, Pat Hayes, and Mark Musen.
A little news on Mark Musen. It's still kind of up in the air, but we had an exchange whether, first of all, that triggered by, you know, whether he could chair, and then that led to this larger issue about his participation. So he really wants to participate. But he has a very limited time, I suggested we'd value his input and, you know, we can make adjustments to the schedule and so forth and, you know, depending upon, you know, rotation of chair responsibilities and scribe and so forth. So I think it kind of stood out there that he wants to participate, but he really hasn't committed to, you know, spending a whole lot of time. So two queries to, again, you know, these are follow-on queries to Pat Hayes and Barry Smith. Those are just sent out recently. So
Pat has essentially resigned. He saw the email that I put out.
So I think we can take that as that. Yeah.
So I think it's worth... I think we should just note Pat's resignation and a note of thanks.
Yeah. So then the final question would be Barry Smith, who, again, you know, we haven't heard from, and you know, through email at least. So again, you know, we would value that simply because, you know, he joins the community in many places, like, you know, sponsor, co-sponsor for the ontology summits and so forth, which they haven't participated in too much. So I guess it's still, you know, Pat and probably Pat and then I guess Mike Dean, those roles for Board of Trustees, we should probably think about, you know, different selecting candidates for to replace them. Barry Smith is still up in the air. I would say Mark Musin, you know, the indications were that, I mean, he would like to continue. It's just that right now, at least, he can't spend a whole lot of time. So,
I mean, I think my question, I did ask the question, I just didn't get a response. So maybe you might be able to get a response.
Okay.
If we fixed these meetings 3 months in advance, would he be able to block the time for them?
Yeah, I mean, it may help people here.
Because I think, I'm quite sure that we could do that. It's not, you know, because if 3 months in advance, if that's what it takes for him to be free, well, we'll all be free 3 months in advance.
Yeah, if you know in advance, but again, you know, when it actually arrived.
We have these meetings, but then he will know that he needs to keep it clear. You know, it's just a slot that he keeps clear. It's already booked.
Yeah.
Well, we could. I mean, one thing we could do is invite him to be the chair for the next meeting and tell him to, or ask him to pick any time in April.
Yeah.
So he's the chair for the meeting. He can
It would be much better for him to start off as the scribe. It really is better to go scribe first, then chair.
Sure.
Having done it, that's that being my experience. Because the chair is actually, there's a lot more effort required to put a meeting together than there is to be scribe. But having done the scribe, that tees you up to be the chair. You've got a lot more lined up. Just being numbered with the chair is quite a lot. It's about half a day's work. That's about what it took me to put the agenda together having gone through the minutes and sorted out what the agenda ought to be. And if you've been the scribe, you've at least attended that meeting. Okay. Do we have proposals for additional members?
No, I think that's where I dropped the ball. Looking through the minutes, it looks like I was supposed to have started to identify new people. So right now, we don't have any new suggestions.
Okay, I mean, I think there are a few people that, and I think, I think particularly people who've been involved in the Ontology Summit over the years as being amongst the most dedicated people. So you're looking at Todd Schneider and is it? Longstreth, I can't remember his first name offhand.
Yeah, one comment I would like to make is that when I first considered the candidacy, I made fairly sort of clear distinctions between contributions to Ontolog versus contributions to, say, Ontology Summit or OOR or other sort of activities that were hosted on the infrastructure, because I still see them as sort of separate activities. Like, I mean, IAOA being a very separate activity from Ontolog. That's why someone who has been extremely active in say IAOA, for example, Frank Loeb, may or may not have been, I mean, in Frank's case, has not been an active contributor for Ontolog, and hence he sort of didn't make it into, let's say, a candidate for consideration even as the board of trustee. But of course, we may look at it differently as a board now, but that I just wanted to mention one of the considerations.
I think that's fair enough, although quite a lot of what the Ontolog Forum does is the Ontology Summit, is partly how I see it. I mean,
It shouldn't be. I mean, Ontolog Forum, Ontolog Summit is 3 to 4 months at the most. I mean, even if you include the prep and the postmortem, I mean, no more than like 5 or 6 months. But Ontolog at our good years have been active all year round. So Ontology Summit might mean about half the activities if not less.
So who's been active in the miniseries and things like that then?
Depends on the miniseries.
Well, just take the ones over the last year or two. Are there people who participated in more than one miniseries?
Oh, yes.
I'm just trying to look at candidates, because and people who've actually been active on the Ontolog Forum, I guess, is the other category there. But I still think that people on the Ontology Summit, where they are members of the Ontolog Forum.
Yeah, I mean, people like, Terry Longstreth, for example, they've been, you know, long-time participants in many of our activities, so... less, more so on the summit and less so on, you know, general Ontolog.
I agree. I think it would be nice to have a list of 10 people that we thought were valid, and we're probably looking for 4 or 5, aren't we? To actually nominate. We don't need to hurry about it, but
because the problem is that this pool is kind of shrinking or overloading, or however you want to look at it. Same people who are running the summit and are in the forum, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be, we're kind of a small little group here. We're not getting a lot of new infusion.
The key thing is to try and expand that insight.
So who were the main people behind the two mini-series that were in progress the year before last and that we sort of didn't quite manage to wake up this year? Is there anybody behind those that we've not thought of?
The geospatial group of people. There's a whole bunch of people there.
The
Gary Burke Cross would have.
There's a good candidate.
Yeah, Gary's been involved for quite some time.
No, completely agree. Okay, but can we note that?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a candidate. Yep.
And if you're talking about the ontology-based standards or the reasoning, then you're talking to me and Leo.
People like Alyssa Kendall.
I think she would be good.
Possibilities.
Yeah, well, she wasn't involved in the organization. I mean, she was involved in participation, but I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, the other folks, I mean, we would like them to be included in these, like Pascal Hitzler and Christoph Janowitz and Grossoff, but they're been limited time for them too.
Well, Fabio Neuhaus is involved on the standard side of things, I think. I don't know if he's involved with that particular series or not.
He was not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's also Steve Ray, who's had diminished support and participation in recent years, but, you know, he's like one of our original.
Yeah, he would be good.
Yeah, I saw on the chat that you, Michael, you were trying to get him to co-chair one of the tracks. Were you successful in that?
No. He was pretty occupied with a lot of the current work, so.
Okay. I wonder about our Russian friends, Leonid. Hang on, that's the wrong name.
Yeah, he would be a great candidate.
Who is that?
Anatoly Levinchuk.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been active. He seems to...
Yeah, but again, I mean, he's mainly contributing to the summit and not to Ontolog Forum proper. I don't even know if he's an Ontolog Forum member.
I'm pretty certain he is, but he's mainly participated when we've asked him to. I think there's a good... Well, we can find out by talking to him. But he certainly... I don't think he really distinguishes between the Ontolog Forum and the Ontology Summit. Well, at least there's five names. That's five names more than we had a few minutes ago. Okay, can we all take an action to try to think about the people that we know on the forum? Particularly the people that we know, you know, outside the forum, if you like, and whether we think they might be prepared to support the Board of Trustees, or they'd be appropriate for the Board of Trustees. Okay. I'm assuming we're not going to make a decision about those people now. We're just going to allow it to mull over. It's probably worth putting that list on the Ontology Board of Trustees list so that people know that those names are being thought about in case people have comments they wish to make or wish to add other names. Might be a way of stimulating those that aren't here today to come up with other names. Okay, so move on to other business. Communications with the Ontolog Forum. I had an action to do so, and I did. And apart from making a mistake about, I hadn't made it by then. Again, it got essentially no response, but I still think that means that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it.
So what did you do? Sorry, what should I have under
okay.
this item?
So what I did was if you take the minutes part, the scribe's minutes part of what's on the previous meeting page, then I cut that down to, you know, sort of the newsworthy bits, if you like.
You posted a summary of the meeting.
Yeah, I posted a summary of the meeting, which was a shortened version of the scribe's minutes. You know, cutting out anything that was just boring, really. So, Amanda, you were going to foster a community-wide conversation about infrastructure and modes of interaction.
Right, and I've really just initiated that.
Okay.
So
let's hold that on the agenda for next time, then. Unless there's something to report now.
You can post the message link and the page link.
Okay.
So that it gets included in the record.
Yes, that would be good.
I think those are really good, especially the effort of putting discuss onto a wiki page.
Yeah.
Although I was sort of on my phone, so I didn't sign up. Is it true that you have to sign up for discuss as well as sign up on get in access to the wiki before you can post, or
yes,
you only need one?
Well, Well, you may actually be, I'm not sure, you may be able to actually comment using a Discus login without being signed into the wiki. I'm not sure. But you can sign into Discus either with a Discus account if you have one already, or with certain other
Gmail account.
Gmail, Facebook, whatever.
And Twitter. If you click on the comment field, it gives you the choice of Discus, Facebook, Twitter, or Google to sign in with,
right,
or register with Discus. Yeah.
Right. You do need to do one of those things.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to look at my email today, so I've not seen what's going on here, I'm afraid. Okay, but that's, again, we'll come back and see what there is to see next time. It's good that it started, so we can note that it started. And
there was a problem. Jack Park had a problem signing into the, this is on the forum email, but he had a problem signing into the wiki, which I responded to and gave a call out to Ken in case that's a continuing problem with the transfer of accounts.
Yeah. Okay. Move on. So the last item is...
Oh, sorry, Matthew, just one thing. I stuck myself in mute there for a second. So when it comes to posting, say, a summary of the meeting, so we just a few minutes ago discussed potential new candidates to the Board of Trustees. That's something semi-confidential at this moment, right?
Well, we might well say that we were looking for new candidates.
Right, we're seeking potential. We're seeking new candidates, but I'm not going to post
the names. You wouldn't give the list of names.
Yeah. No. Okay. Just confirming.
That's a good example of the difference. Okay. So the last item is just a personal concern. I'm a bit concerned that our current organizational structure really makes it difficult to succeed.
You're fading out.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Peter. I'm concerned that our existing organizational structure leaves us in danger of almost guaranteeing failure, at least from time to time. And by that I mean that we have a rotating chair for each meeting. The thing that it seems is almost inevitable is that things will slip between the gaps between chairs, and the lack of continuity when we have essentially an annual cycle just strikes me as a very heavy burden to bear as an organization. Makes it very hard to achieve any consistency and so on. I would like to suggest that we considered having a chair for a year rather than for a month, so that you get that kind of consistency. I think that you can reasonably hand over from year to year. Handing over from month to month feels to me like a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, I mean, one thing is the frequency of meetings. I mean, are we having monthly meetings or quarterly meetings?
Roughly monthly.
Yeah. See, that's a bit of a problem there. It's a lot of meetings.
Well, at the moment, we have stuff to do, it seems to me. And one of the things about volunteer-type organizations is that getting work done is largely driven by saying you'll do it at a meeting and finding out whether you have or not by the next meeting. So we can have them fairly businesslike, and I've tried to keep this fairly tight today, but it's kind of volunteer organizations work in practice.
So, am I right in thinking there's really two kind of issues here? So one is the workload of making the meetings happen and so on. And the other one, which has always concerned me, is that with a monthly cycle and the chair's sort of only job is to make the meeting happen, are we lacking the fact that there's somebody with a big stick saying, you know, I did this meeting last month, I'm doing that meeting next month, did you do those things? Is this thing we needed to think about? Is somebody thinking about it? So on.
Yeah, no, my real concern is the lack of continuity.
Right.
It's that, you know, the responsibility for ensuring that things happen passes from person to person on an almost continuous basis.
Yes.
And I really think that's tough to make work. I just want to put that out there at the moment. And I'd like us to return, I'd hope that we would return to it, think about it and return to it.
Well, I think even if it was rotated on a quarterly basis, I think having something that has a different timeline to it than the meeting gives some continuity to somebody in whose head are all the current problems and who can then hand over to the next person and say, here's what I'll be worrying about and here's what's going on, rather than just, oh, it's my turn to do a meeting.
Yes. Yes, I think one needs to be careful, you know, that being the chair isn't about being the boss. It's about making sure that that things don't fall down. It is about ensuring the continuity, largely, I think, and making sure that things actually happen, and checking that things are happening, and those sorts of things. But anyway, I would personally suggest that, as I said, that we seem to have roughly an annual cycle in terms of the way on the Ontolog Forum works and interacts with other things like the Ontology Summit. And that seems to me to be the natural time for someone to be chair. Okay, I've said my piece. Please have a think about it. Does anyone else have thoughts about that? Whether that's either a good or a bad idea?
Well, to me, I think, I expressed some of these thoughts before when we were forming the Board of Trustees, but it's very difficult to run a volunteer organization like this without some sort of dedicated, you know, support, institutional support sometimes. We had Peter in the past who essentially volunteered himself to do almost all the tasks and, you know, sizable load. It's always the case, as far as I can see, that, you know, you either have dedicated people when you reach a certain size, even a executive director or something like that for organizations. And often, you know, when it becomes a large set of duties, that executive director is paid, right? So essentially Peter was paying himself to do this, you know, and it wasn't very, you know, there was no cost to us, but there was a cost to him. And so now we're distributing all these roles, and we're finding out that, you know, almost any of them are, any particular role is onerous. And so we hope to spread it. I think if we change the term, I really don't think it's going to get any better. You'll get better for a year while somebody volunteers to assume the primary duties, but at that second year, you know, we may have another problem finding volunteers.
I agree. That's the challenge, and I think the secret would be to minimize the responsibilities. That it really is about running these meetings and not about anything else, and managing that continuity bit, you know, keeping the task list essentially.
I'd like to add something. I don't exactly disagree with anything that's being said, but have an alternative a little bit, which is that I don't think it's inherent, at least anymore, for volunteer organizations to be as meeting dependent as we are. The organizations, some of the organizations that I volunteer for that run the most smoothly, what enables that is really great online stuff that can automate reminders, tracking, volunteer core, you know, sign up, you know, bringing things to people's attention without requiring everybody to get together at the same time, even virtually. And thinking about some of that is part of why I, you know, have such an interest in the future infrastructure stuff. But I think that some of the burden of this, as we, you know, you can't automate what you haven't figured out yet, right? But I think that as we go, there is potential to get some of that burden off of people who get bored and distracted and onto machines who don't.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So I'd just like to step back and say that the issue is, for example, continuity, not leadership. We don't have a leadership issue, you know, as in a lack of.
Yeah.
It's managing continuity, which is the issue that we have.
Yeah.
A way of doing that is to have a longer term for chairman. I appreciate that there are other ways, and the issue, whichever way you do it, I agree with Leo, is about sharing out the burden so that it's not more than people can handle. And I completely agree with that too. Anyway, so perhaps that's where we should go back to, is to thinking about how we can better manage the continuity. And I've done a couple of things in this meeting to try to help to do that. You know, talking about the you know, actually having the plan for the and the status for the infrastructure and other things that we have going, and actually have pages for those so that we can refer to them. That's one way of helping to manage the continuity. So that there may be other things that we can do other than have an annual chair, that or you know, a longer term chair that would do that. But I am concerned about continuity.
Peter, you had your hand up for a second ago.
Yeah, rather quick one, sort of in line with Amanda's thoughts. I think if we go down to the bottom line, the only thing that really matters is who is engaged and how do we create the environment that makes people feel passionate about what we're doing at Ontolog. I think some of the things that are standing in the way is if we try to do it the way we did in the last 10 years, one is sort of the mode of operation is kind of outdated, and the culture fits maybe older people older people would feel a lot more comfortable than younger people whom we probably want to attract. So it's a mixture of those. And I think if we start to change the infrastructure, I've been in projects whereby where we have people that I've never met before and never even conversed in on real time basis before, but the projects sort of went on really well. So I think we would have to think along those lines and sort of go one layer deeper as to, I mean, question what keeps people engaged and what makes them passionate, and if the board can sort of map out a direction towards that, I think we've got it made. Trying to mimic the very labor intensive methods that we were doing in the past 10 years is probably not the best use of our time, even.
No, I'm for that. Yeah. Okay. How do we carry this forward?
Carry what forward? This referring to
how do we get continuity
discussion?
How do we move achieving better continuity forward?
That's a good question. I mean, one issue is that it's a kind of catch-22. Most of us are involved in most of the activities in the ontology area. And so, you know, we're spending our time on all the activities, which as they grow, means that we have really diminished time for many of them.
Hmm.
And so in order to get to a different structure, you know, provide a more modern infrastructure. Again, it takes time, and then who will do that? I mean, it falls to us again.
So maybe there's a stepwise approach. Let's say have somebody as the continuous, whatever you call it, for like a three-month cycle, and use that three-month cycle to explore and build up physical infrastructure type things that can help, and then review where we are at the end of that box of time and work out the strategy for the next box of time and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably no alternative, I guess, you know.
Mm.
We could try to engage, again, you know, this is another flip of the same issue maybe. We could try to engage the larger ontolog forum community. But to sort through any kind of responses, if we get any, will require time, and you know, so, and people volunteer easily sometimes without really following up. So,
yeah, well, I think the visibility issues that particularly that Matthew's been pointing toward making, I think that all of that goes toward the increasing the likely interest and willingness of other community members to get more heavily involved. I think that kind of naturally happens over time when you have those things more visible.
So I have exactly 2 minutes left.
Okay. Then I think it's just simply time to close at that point then.
And determine the date for the next meeting, I guess.
Yes, that's your choice, Mike.
April, when this summit's over. Because I don't have any time in between now and then. February is a write-off.
Well, that takes care of what I was tentatively going to propose, which is keep Matthew in charge for the next 3 months.
Because February is a write-off for me.
Yeah.
So I could maybe do it at the beginning of March.
Well, if we do the next one in April, then we have a continuous chair, whether it's Matthew or you, Mike,
no,
I'm not
no,
sure
no.
how it works, between now and then we can pursue some of these ideas with continuity.
Maybe March 4th.
I think April is not a bad idea, and maybe everyone here tries to commit themselves to make sure they stay active during Ontology Summit and contribute there. I think that's probably worth a lot more.
Mm.
So, well, okay, because I could say theoretically do it March 4th, but April 22nd would be, April 22nd would be nice too.
Okay.
What days are those? Are those, I guess?
Those are Wednesdays. Those are Wednesdays at this time.
In that case, the key thing that we need to do, I think, is try to work on the candidates in the meantime for joining the Board of Trustees. That we don't have a meeting doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing things in between.
Yeah.
Right. We should get used to operating over the email list.
Trying to pick up the action items. So what I will volunteer to do is to follow up on the action items once the minutes are published. So give people a bit of time.
Yeah.
And then ask how they're doing with the action item.
Okay. So then the next meeting is April then?
What was that? That was April, which day?
22nd.
22nd. Oh, we're going to Wednesdays. That's good. Yes, that's a good day for me.
Okay, so yeah, I've grown up to my lecture, so...
Okay.
Okay, have a good lecture.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks.
See
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. You've got a meeting.
We're probably wrapping up here.
Yes, what I'll do is I'll actually cut and paste the text and make that.
I think we need to replace Pat Hayes, Mike Dean, and probably Barry Smith.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you, folks.
Okay, is that it?
Thank you. Yes, we're closing that. Oh, hang on. Can I just, hang on, I just need to, please don't go anywhere. I need to add the get the list of candidates.
I don't know what that is.
Hang on, that's not right. Actions. Get the list of members, get the list of attendees. There it is.
Oh, yeah, you.
And now I'll cut and paste all that and send it to Michael.
Yeah, that's one of the actions up there on the. Chat screen.
But he's not here, so.
Let's see. So, actions, get a list of attendees. Did that, yeah. So,
I've stuck it in there, and I'm just sending the raw chat to Mike. Oh, heck, what happened
there? By the way, with regard to Robert's rules, while Leo is there, IAOA actually has a sort of good write-up on sort of things concerning Robert's Rule. We at that time we researched and there are like updates and the proper version of Robert's Rule that is applicable.
Oh,
so
okay. Was it in our statutes or?
Either the statute or on the bylaws.
So maybe I can grab that.
Grab that, and I guess. Mail it to the BOT list for reference.
Okay.
Rather than doing all the research, I around that time, Stefano Borgo and I spent a lot of time. I mean, to get all the language right.
Okay. Yeah. I'll look that up then, and then send it to the Board of Trustees.
Okay. Right, thank you very much, everyone, then.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.